Welcome back to Juno Afternoon on this Gallery Walk Friday. It's such a fun time of the year when we all start thinking about artwork and about displaying artwork in our homes and things like that, which is a really wonderful thing to think about and a really kind of fun time to think about stuff. But we have two guests in the studio right now that are in particular going to be displaying some really special works. Kayla Wyatt is the owner of the gallery Art Matters. Kayla, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And Malene Babcock is here. And Malene, you are someone who's a longtime collector of someone who is a family member of yours, Dale DeArmond.
Yes, I am, and I'm thrilled to be doing this show. She has a remarkable legacy for actually all over southeastern Alaska. She was married in Sitka and lived in Pelican, Sitka, Ketchikan, and then here in Juneau for 40 years.
I always think about the work that I've seen of hers as being Sitka-based, but is that a period that she kind of went back to a lot, no matter where she was living, or?
Well, she and her husband moved from here back to the Sitka Pioneers Home in 1991.
Okay. And did she continue to work when she was at the Pioneers Home?
Absolutely. Yeah. Her art studio was much improved over what she endured here in Juneau.
Okay.
She was in seventh heaven over in Sitka.
Well, maybe just you kind of did it there, but maybe just can you take a moment to sort of explain the history and the life that she lived and sort of where she was at different times in her life? Was she born in Alaska or did she move up here?
No, she was born, I believe, in North Dakota.
Okay.
And as a child moved out to Tacoma, met her future husband, Bob DeArmond, who was in high school, in Stadium High School there. And they then got together a couple of years later. And then she came up in 35 and they actually got married in 1935.
Did she study art? Did she go to a school or anything?
No.
She was self-taught, essentially?
Actually, that came a little bit later. If we look at when they were here in Juneau, when they moved to Juneau in the 1950s, her husband got a position as special assistant to Governor Heintzelman, who I believe was the last territorial government. Mm-hmm. And they moved over here, and she actually worked at that time. And she was the city librarian, the first city librarian in the city museum's building now.
Which is now the city
yes.
museum, but that was the
yes.
city library at the
right.
time, right there, right across from the right. legislative building. Yep.
And she actually came from a very artistically talented family. Her brother was a noted silversmith. And was part of the Taos group. And he also spent time in Sitka when they were living in Sitka. But her real problem was finding a media to work with. And she was very – when they moved to Juneau in the 50s, her husband – as to kind of a consolation prize because she didn't want to move from Sitka, he gave her a correspondence course in wood cutting. And it was a year long, and she just fell in love with it.
Almost like one of those things that used to be on the matchbooks or something, like, or maybe.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, it was a serious.
It was a real thing. Yeah,
yeah.
And so they would send materials. She would do the work and send it back
yes.
or some, something like that in order to kind of show progress and
And then, much later, while she was still in Juneau. Wood cutting is very physically hard on you, and she was beginning to have arthritis and so forth, and that led to her going into looking at other various mediums, And actually, she had a, you know, a very close cadre of like-minded women here in town, when and they were all quite active in the arts scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was able to look at a lot of things and really focus then on wood engraving, which is much less physically difficult.
So she sort of – her first works and the first kind of many years of her works was wood cutting.
Yes.
Or kind of woodblock cut.
Yes.
Right? And that
yes.
So if you were to look at a woodblock cut of hers, you would kind of know, oh, that's got to be between this period and this period, that sort of thing.
I can now recognize that difference myself.
You can, yeah.
Sometimes I have to verify it. But,
uh-huh.
But
is subject matter something that sort of went in and out through the years, or did she have varied subject matter, or was it?
She had a lot of variety in what she could do.
Mm-hmm.
Birds. Otters,
lots of
whales,
ravens,
fish,
yeah.
Particularly ravens. Mm-hmm. She probably did more images of ravens than anything else.
Right, right.
And then of course she did a lot of things associated with the local native cultures, particularly Tlingit, but also would pick up images or create images that were based on native stories. And several of her books are actually based on that kind of an activity when you use the native lore that accompanies some of her images.
I just want to get – again, it's radio, so people can't see what we're talking about right now. But so typically what sort of size is that – did that vary widely, or does the medium of using woodblock or wood engraving sort of dictate that there's a certain size that you're typically working in?
I think the wood engraving, you can probably be very – exacting. It lends itself to detail much better than wood cuts. Wood cuts is sort of like large,
mm-hmm.
large
big brushstrokes almost.
Brushstrokes,
yeah, yeah, right, right.
She has created some relatively large silk screens and that media.
But her wood engravings are very detailed. I mean, you would never know that was a wood engraving looking at one. But when you have the wood block and the wood engraving or together, the print and then the wood block, it's amazing the detail that she put in there.
Talk about that process a little bit. So when people are looking at these works, are they typically like numbered editions? Is that kind of how it works? Is that that's how
And a lot of particularly her wood engravings, she actually had her own press.
Okay, so she was doing all that work.
And she had an Etten Press, or E-T-T-A-N, and it actually moved from the basement of her house here in Juneau in 1991 over to this wonderful part of the Sitka Pioneers' home basement, which was an all-purpose room, and she had a nice corner.
She sort of outfitted a corner for her own devices there.
Yeah. And she taught classes over there. One of her probably more well-known students is a woman by the name of Rebecca Paulson, who is a longtime Sitka family, and she always brings some of her artwork to the public market. And I didn't get there this year, so I miss seeing her.
I have some of her cards and things like that. And when I think of the work that Dale DeArmond is famous for, I always associate those two.
Well, you should.
Yeah, yeah.
Good reason.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. So tell me about what people are going to be able to see tonight, starting a gallery walk at the Art Matters Gallery. There's a collection. You were saying maybe over 50. Different works that you have in your collection that you want to share with people and let them see?
Actually, it's right around 50 that are actually framed and mounted on the wall. And there's another I want to say, maybe 10 or 15 shrink-wrapped or just print images, which of course are a lot less expensive.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Yeah, and and I have to give all kinds of credit to Kayla because she has a brand new wall space and it's wonderful.
Yeah, is there a way when you I'm guessing there is, I'm going to assume there is, you're an art gallery owner and think about these things. Mm-hmm. How did you construct the way that the gallery is showing the artwork? Is it chronological? Did you do it by
No.
How did you do it?
We have areas in the gallery that is a private collection, and then the other walls are for sale. And we're very proud of how we displayed them, and each wall just looks fabulous, just fabulous. And so there's lots of color. There's lots of black and white ones.
Did you thematically do it? Did you group it by color?
We have
did
a
you
raven
group it?
Wall.
Yes,
okay.
And yes.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yes and yes.
Yeah.
There's a raven wall.
There's a raven
okay.
wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because that's such a well-known piece of the. What do you think it is about ravens that fascinated her? Did you ever talk to her about what that was? Or
I came. Actually, I reconnected with Dale and Bob's son because I knew him in high school.
Oh, okay.
After Dale had already died.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but. I do remember her being the librarian
oh.
and me going to high school.
Right, yes. Right.
But so much is just raven art, and all there's a lot of the legends have the ravens in them, and just reading about the legends is very fascinating. Yeah.
So when you say that she took the legends, the stories, she wasn't emulating Tlingit art. She was interpreting the stories and getting inspiration from the stories and then expressing that in her own art? Or was she doing some emulation of Tlingit art as well? Or how would you describe how she interpreted that?
I would have to – boy, that's just second guessing. I would say it was a combination of mm-hmm. both.
Yeah.
She was always very respective of the native lore and the local people's stories. And so certainly some of that carries into her – and then adding her own flair
mm-hmm.
on top of that. One of the things that she had in the City Museum behind the registration area was a big Tlingit panel. And it must have been 6 feet or 5 feet high.
Like a cedar carved panel
yes,
kind of? Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And that was absolutely amazing, and it belongs to the public libraries. And I honestly do not know where it is now, but she did very little of that, and why I don't know. But you know, it's more like she focused on things and
mm-hmm.
and
but drew inspiration from
yeah.
that. Must have looked at that
oh,
every day,
beautiful.
Right? When she was
yeah.
working there, yeah. Right. So her kind of active period, when would you describe like the years that she was working in?
I would say from the 60s until the late 90s.
Okay.
She was actually working on a project then and all of a sudden, she could not remember the second phase of a project. And I think at that point, it led to a general decline.
Mm-hmm. And that was when she stopped.
And I think that was 1999.
Okay.
And some of the very, very few things have been published after that, but they're either duplicates or,
right.
or second printings or you know. That type of thing.
And what's the earliest piece of artwork that's going to be displayed tonight?
Ooh, probably 1951.
Wow.
Or 1952.
Yeah.
And they were a pair of sketches of her children.
Wow.
And they were sketches. And later she worked them into a Christmas card.
Did you – when you look at those early sketches, do you see similarities to like sort of her prime woodcut or would you not quite –
Very different.
Very different.
Okay.
Yeah. very, very different.
Probably even at that point, you would think maybe she was still really learning and really developing
the
style and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, right, she was. Right. She was still a librarian.
Yeah. Doing sketches of her children.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, it is really exciting to think about kind of being able to develop an entire chronology and sort of be able to look at one significant artist in Southeast Alaska and see how she developed through the years, how she changed different formats through the years and that sort of thing. It's a really, really fascinating thing. Must be an exciting opportunity for the gallery, I would think.
It's just a beautiful show. We took everything of ours down and hung this show, and now we want to keep every piece there forever because we fell in love with all of them. So it's amazing, yeah.
And then some of them are actually for sale.
Quite a
few are actually for sale. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Is there
they can't remove them unless they're out of town. They can't remove them until
the show.
Next Saturday.
Yeah. I think that's good. Everyone should have an opportunity to see the show in its whole.
Well, that's one of the purposes of doing this. Is to let people have a look.
Right. Well, thanks for letting the community have a look. Thanks for coming in and letting us know about it. It sounds like it's going to be a really wonderful show and a great retrospective of this really unique talent that happened in Southeast Alaska, and someone that was sort of lived their life in Southeast Alaska and lots of different parts of it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, we're sure hoping people can come out and see us either on their way to town tonight or after town and they're heading back home.
Tell folks where the gallery is in case they don't
know. It's on 8375 Old Dairy Road, which is, between the Moose and the Urgent Care. And we're all there tonight. We have food and snacks and ready to show you the show.
Right. So it's maybe gallery walk downtown and then take a gallery ride out to the out to your gallery.
Yeah. either before or after.
Yeah. Either before or after. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much to both of you for coming in and letting us know about it. Once again, it's the work of Dale Armand, and it's happening at the Art Matters Gallery, which is there on Old Dairy Road. And have a great show to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks
very
so much
much
for coming in and telling us about it.